People in Kabul are still grieving this morning for the 21 people who died in a suicide attack Friday night on a popular Lebanese restaurant. 13 were foreigners dying in a place that was thought to be secure for those working in Afghanistan. But militants were able to breach the security and kill almost everyone inside. Now the international community in Kabul is reassessing what is or is not safe. NPR's Sean Carberry reports.
A little before 7:30 last Friday night, a loud blast shook an upscale neighborhood of Kabul. Explosions aren't all that unusual in the city, so people don't instantly panic here when something goes boom.
It took a few minutes to realize that there was something serious going on.
William Van Heerden is the security director for Oxfam International. He says that when the blast was followed by gunfire that lasted for 10 to 15 minutes, it clearly meant trouble.
Then, of course, you go into a certain procedure mode, cease all movement, stay where you are.
And make sure everyone is accounted for. Reacting to the incident is the easy part, he says. The hard part is trying to figure out the longer-term response.
So there were an awful lot of indicators that we are in for a rather rough ride this year.
He says that with the upcoming elections and the drawdown of foreign troops, the expectation was security would gradually deteriorate this year and they would have to tighten restrictions. But
this on this scale we did not expect.
Historically, attacks in Kabul have targeted military or government compounds. An outright massacre of civilians, mostly humanitarian workers, is completely unprecedented. And it means a strict reevaluation of locations that organizations will allow their people to go.
We have to analyze the event to see if this really is a change of tactics.
Nigel Jenkins is the country director for the International Rescue Committee.
I think before the incident on Friday, our biggest fear was wrong time, wrong place.
He says the concern was that you could be collateral damage, not be the target of an attack. The challenge now is determining from a single data point if attacks targeting civilians are the new normal.
Will there be another one? We don't know. And that uncertainty is the problem.
For now, most organizations are in some form of lockdown. Some have instituted a complete ban on going to restaurants or restaurants that serve alcohol since the Taliban said they attacked the Lebanese taverna because people drank there. Muhammad Azim Popal is the owner of Sufi, an Afghan restaurant usually packed with international workers and Afghan officials. He says he's seen about a 95% drop in business since the attack on the Lebanese taverna. Popal is adding new security features to the restaurant in hopes of staying on the approved list for international organizations. But that might not be enough given the expectation of increased violence as the April election gets closer, says Van Heerden.
A lessening of restrictions is more or less out of the question.
The attack on the Lebanese taverna has taken away some of the international community's little freedom here, as well as the lives of friends and colleagues. But it also might forge a deeper connection to the Afghan people who live with this kind of violence every day. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.